daytime, friends, we hear the old folks talk about life in the gay 90s. But sometimes life in the present-day 40s is pretty gay, too. A little get-together with friends may lead to late hours, smoking too much, or eating and drinking too much. But when that happens to you, and a headache or acid indigestion comes along to make you uncomfortable, just call Alka-Seltzer to the rescue for quick, satisfying relief. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it helps settle that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach. And second, it helps relieve the annoying headache that often goes with upset stomach. Yes, when a good time leads you into overeating and otherwise overindulging, get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. You'll like its quick, satisfying relief. So don't delay. Get it today. And buy that extra package. Ask your druggist for two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store and Meadowlark restaurant. Chef Rum is waiting on a customer.
Yeah, Ulysses, here's your fifth Lumburger. Nah, I don't believe you've got room for it.
Yeah, I got room, okay, Lum.
Well, I've had customers come in here and order three of them, maybe even four, but you're the first fiver I've ever had.
Oh, well, okay, Lum.
You like them, huh?
Okay.
You know, a lot of folks don't think they're going to like them when they find out what they got in them, but once they try them, I've got another steady customer.
Okay.
Yeah, we've even got some telegrams from some restaurants out in Hollywood asking us for the receipts. Granny's, have you after it already?
Okay, Lum.
Must be. Well, you gobbled that down. I believe you'd bite, Ulysses, the way you snapped at that.
Pretty good. I don't like to muck you around. I eat some.
Yeah?
How much do you owe you?
Well, yeah, let's see. You had five of them. Five times 25 cents is Oh, my goodness. That comes to $1.25.
That's okay.
You don't mind paying it?
No, sir, there's an outcap in this one bunch of sandwiches they ever had home of born days.
Yeah.
Cost $1.25, I'll pay it. Well, sounds like a bargain, Lum.
Danny, much obliged to you, Ulysses.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'll be sure and come in again, Ulysses.
Okay.
So long. Hey, Abner. Abner, did you hear Ulysses? I've never heard him so talkative in all my life. Sat there eating Lumburgers and talking to Blue Street. That ain't a big recommend for... But for goodness sakes, what are you doing there, Abner? What are you doing there with a baseball bat?
Oh, nothing.
Come on now, fess up. A fella don't get out on his hands and knees and hide behind the counter with a baseball bat for nothing.
Shh, be quiet, Lon.
Are you stalking a mouse or something?
No. I think I've got a way to get them oysters out of them shells.
No, them things. Now, my good notion to throw them things away. I got them special to get even with Squire Skimp, but now that I've got them, he's quit asking for them. He's even went out of town on business.
Yeah, well, let's not throw them away now. Somebody else might come in and order them, you know.
I doubt it.
Now, I'm going to see what's inside of them shells if it's the last thing I ever do.
Well, I told you it ain't no good to hit them with a bat or a hammer, because then you break the shells and you can't throw them on the half shell.
I ain't going to break the shells.
Well, you'll never get them open no other way, I'll tell you that. I tried to pry one of them things open. I couldn't do it to save me.
I know it. I tried to pry one open, too. See, that's why I set it up this system here.
System?
Yeah.
You call this a system hiding down here back of the counter?
Mom, if you just peek around the corner there, you'll see what I'm hiding from.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You oughtn't to be setting none of them oysters on the floor that away. They're supposed to be kept on ice.
I'll put it back quick as that little oyster comes out of the shell.
Comes out?
Yeah. See that little saucer there?
Yeah.
That's got oatmeal in it.
Oatmeal?
Yeah. Doc Weather said that they sometimes feed oysters oatmeal, so I fixed up this nice saucer for them. He said if them fishermen fellas could open you on the horse's bed, but doggies, I can't get to their bed if I can't get inside the shell.
Mm-hmm.
So I just figured I'd make him come out. I put plenty of sugar and good thick cream on it, sort of tempting, you know.
That don't beat the bugs if
I do. So then I set the saucer right in front of the oysters. I know that little rascal's bound to get hungry sooner or later. He ain't had a bite since he got here. And when he sneaks out of the shell to eat the oatmeal, bang, I got it.
With the baseball bat, huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations for being the head idiot of 1947.
Thanks.
Put that bat away and put the oyster back where it belongs. You can do whatever you want to with that oatmeal.
Well, not long, Jim.
That ain't the way to open oysters, I'll tell you that.
How do you know it ain't, then? How do you do it?
Well, I know that ain't the way.
Well, I think if we give this a good try, maybe we'll...
Yeah, howdy.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpa.
Telegram.
Telegram for who?
The Meadowlark Restaurant.
Huh?
Rennie, give them here, Grandpa. How bound y'all know what they are?
Oh, me? How many you got there?
Oh, full stack of them. Don't know how many of the stabbing naked things there.
Don't just look at them. Hurry up, Lon. Oh, be some harvest. Get them open. What's the matter with you, Grandpa? What are you holding out your hand for?
Why, I just delivered you some telegrams.
I know you did. Hurry up, Lon. What did it say? What did it say?
Rennie, have not listened to this. The Waldorf Astoria.
Who?
That's who this is from. Waldorf Astoria.
I don't believe I know Waldorf. Is he a local fella?
No fella. He's a place. A big, famous hotel in New York City.
Hotel? Well, good for Waldorf. I know he'd make good. All the boys from around here does good. Yeah.
And you don't understand. This is one of the famous eating places in the world. And they got a famous chef. And just listen to what he said.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it,
Lum and Abner, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Here you have originated Lumburger. Please send me recipe. Best wishes, Oscar of the Waldorf.
Ain't that wonderful?
Well, yeah, but wait a minute. Who's Oscar? That some relay to Waldorf?
No, he's the chef. Everybody knows about him. Surely you must.
I don't believe so. I can't keep track of all the boys that leave here and go to the city lawn. I'm sure proud to hear about him, though. For goodness sakes, Grandpap, are you still standing there holding out your hand?
Abner, don't you know what folks generally do when somebody delivers a telegram to them?
Why, sure. They read them. What's the next one say that long?
Just a minute.
Well, hurry up, don't you?
This one's from St. Louis Mole.
St. Louis Mole? I hear Squire Kemp mention him, Moe somebody.
No, this means St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, must be a different one. Yeah.
Yeah, listen to this, Abner. Lum and Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Good for him. Who that?
New Lumburger Sandridge is terrific.
Huh.
May we have the recipe for our Chase Club, Harold Hoppler, Chase Hotel. Sandy, we're getting to be a sensation.
Yeah, what's a Chase Club? I never heard of one of them. Grandpap, will you go away? You worry me standing there with your hand out there. Do you want something?
Abner, ain't you said never saw nobody tip?
Why, sure. Oh, if that's what you're afraid of, lean up against the counter there. I believe it'll stay to you.
This is from Memphis, Tennessee, Abner.
Memphis, Tennessee? What?
I'm an Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Lumburger sounds good. We would like recipe. Ernest L. Ballrath, Maitre D.
Maitre D?
Yeah, he must have went to the same college that fellow we got a telegram from yesterday.
Yeah, old college fellas together.
Ernest L. Ballrath, Maitre D. Hotel Peabody.
Well, it looks like all them college fellas is mates. Douglas, wait a minute here. Back up now. What did you say the name of that hotel was?
Hotel Peabody.
Well, that's what I thought you said. Law me, I never knowed I had any relates in the old way that owns a hotel. Now, does it give his first name that long?
No, they said Hotel Peabody. They ain't no relates of yours just because of the same name as yours.
Bound to be. What do you know about this? Well, sir, I'll just have to tell that to Elizabeth. She's always claiming that my real ace was a no-punish batch of varmint she's ever run into. Just wait till I tell her about this. Oh, well, she'd be mad.
Well, now, wait a minute, Aaron. This might be some other Peabody.
I don't care which one it is. This story's related to me, Mom. That's all I care about. They all look alike anyway. All
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, but listen, Aaron, there's lots of Peabody.
You know, that might be Uncle Bleacher Peabody. None of the family like him very much. But I'll say one thing for him, he always had an eye for business. I believe you met him one time, Lon. He was still here, oh, 10 or 11 years ago,
I think. Yeah, I met him.
So Uncle Brewster's got himself a hotel. I better write to him. Come to think about it, he was always my favorite uncle, anyway.
Favorite?
Yeah.
When you were here that time, you couldn't hardly stand him.
What?
Done everything you could to get him to leave.
Oh, that's right. Well, he's changed a lot since then, though, I think. Well, you can see for yourself, Mom. He must have pulled himself together if he's able to buy a hotel. Them things cost money.
I know they do.
Oh, Brewster. Well, millionaire hotel, man. What do you know?
Now, listen, Abner, I doubt very much.
Leave, I'll just write old Bruce and invite him to come out here and visit me and Elizabeth. Live with us all the time.
Abner, that's just plumb silly.
Silly? With all the money that man's got?
Oh.
And to think the last time I seen him, he was flat broke. Had to lend him money to get out of town. Yes, sir, I'll just write him a letter. Get out of my way, Grandpap. Don't stand there with your hands sticking out like you expecting a train to come along and hook a mail sack on him.
Now, listen here, Abner Peabody. I'm the official telegram deliver boy for Pine Ridge, and when I deliver a telegram, I expect to get tipped for it.
Is that all that's bothering you? Why didn't you say so? Here. Hey, old boy. There's a dollar.
Dollar?
Yeah, keep the change, son. Keep it.
Well, I'll be a monkey-famine-legged uncle. Just a minute here, Abner.
Yeah, much obliged to you, Abner.
Much obliged.
That's
boy.
All right, my good man. Oh, it's taking them five, I reckon.
Well, goodness sakes, Abner, you can't do that. You can't throw dollar bills around that way.
Well, why care? Ain't you heard? My millionaire uncle's come to town. Good old Blucher Peabody.
I don't know, Abner. Those hotel men are pretty busy these days. Friends, keeping in tip-top shape so that you can give your job your best at all times is mighty important. It's that tip-top shape that makes the boss think, there's the man to run our new department. Yes, that's why a dreary headache at work can't be allowed to slow you down. Now, when occasionally a headache comes along to slow you down, that's the time to call on Alka-Seltzer. In no time at all, you'll probably notice the difference. So see your druggist and get a package of Alka-Seltzer. For fast relief from occasional headaches, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. And friends, take my advice. Buy two packages instead of one. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Saying good health to you all. Be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.